Hey, AfterBuzzers, welcome to another after show for TNT's Animal Kingdom. Tonight we're breaking down Season 2, Episode 7, Dig. And we have a special guest in studio, so stick around.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Oh. Yes. We are coming in hot because it ended hot. My goodness. Hey, what's up, guys? I'm your host, Alina Vision. You can follow me on all social media at Alina Vision. And to my left, I got my girl, Lila.
Hello, that would be Lila.
Lila, sorry. I think it was because before we were going over with the engineer.
Lina, Lila, 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 Lila.
All of us have like crazy names.
I love my L names.
But it doesn't matter because you can find me on Instagram at Lil Wizzle.
That's right. And we got our special guest to the left Miss Oba Aguilar. And she plays Lina's nanny. We got to introduce her today.
Yes.
Yes.
Thanks for having me.
We didn't get a name though.
So. Allison.
Allison.
Or Allie. You'll see.
We got questions about that. Where can people find you on social media?
On social media, it's at @official_OlgaAguilar. I know that's long. So just Olga Aguilar. You'll find me.
They're impressed.
There you go. And to her left, we got Miss Leslie.
Hello. Here I am. And I got that blue and white stripes memo today, guys. Leslie Ambrosio.
Oh my gosh.
I didn't
Me
get the
too.
Memo.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Sorry, that side did not.
Oh,
wow.
Because there we are.
Oh my goodness, I could listen to this song.
That is awesome.
It's the best.
It works.
That is,
here we are.
Like, identical. That's scary.
It is. And you guys can talk to us about it. Just tweet me or Instagram me.
Or you know what?
They
could get on the chat because
we're gonna have the live chat, guys.
Yes,
make it happen.
Yes, come talk to us. We're gonna be talking to our guests.
The YouTube comments, we read them all.
We do.
We read them all.
I know.
We read them. Sometimes I don't reply, but like seriously, the live chat is so much fun. If you guys have like more intense theories than we do, or even are like, hey, you guys forgot to talk about this, you can always throw it on there. You can even ask Olga some questions right now.
Inside scoop.
Yeah.
Don't you want to know?
Let's start with that. I want to talk about your character. So Lina has a new nanny.
She does. Uh-huh. Baz is having a hard time taking care of his only child.
Right.
Just one. I know people take care of many children, but he's having trouble and he kind of pawns her off to other people and, you see him having more and more trouble and disconnect with her. And she finally realizes that in this episode, like, why do I want to hang out with you?
She was over him. Yes. Lina was over him.
Lina was like, I'm getting familiarized with your lifestyle and that you're never around. So she called him out for being a little kid. She's
Who
wise.
Who called you for the job?
What do you mean?
your character.
Who hired you?
What's
hush
the backstory?
It's a hush hush for the whole family, you know? Right.
Are you going to find out?
Maybe.
Oh, okay.
I like that. All right.
Well, you know they do hire a lot of people, like Smurf, like anybody she trusts and stuff.
That's true. So we will learn, like, Allie's backstory throughout the next few episodes.
A little bit. I think I'm more of a helper throughout the whole show of, like, I have 3 episodes since the first one. It's more of a helper of, like, giving more information that can help or hinder. But I think I'm the helper. Okay. You know, I have... As somebody has to have a heart in this show, a genuine heart and soul, and I think that's going to be me.
I was going to say Lina, but...
I know, Lina. But
that makes
as
sense.
As an adult,
you're her,
sorry,
of course,
she's
of
pure, course. She's a child, yes. Nobody can touch her, but as an adult...
You guys will
I think
form your, like, duo.
Yeah, we're, like, a powerful, like, one together, me and Lina, eventually.
So cute.
That's cute. I love it. I love that she finally has some solid adult, what looks like a solid adult now, to watch over her.
So far.
Like, I was smiling. Right. I noticed today, like, nobody really smiles on the show.
So true.
Yeah. Unless they're, like, conning somebody. Like, really. The lady at her house for the gas leak. It was like, yeah, we're here to help.
Yeah, like, Darren came on real nice.
I know. I was like, ooh. I'd be like, you want to come in for water?
No, lemonade?
I know.
Yes, for sure. God.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. So how did you get, like, involved with the project? What was your auditioning process like for that?
I auditioned once with John Levy. He had previously hired me on for Shameless before that. So this is the second time me coming on to his casting office and being like, oh, I remember this, you know, cool, chill guy, whatever.
Mm. But is he like the nicest guy? I heard he's super nice. Smart.
But prior to knowing him and how he works, you know, they warned me, like, you know, you need to give him mad respect because he's been in the industry for so long and he knows what he's doing. And, you know, I'm just coming in like, great. I mean, I have to do my part in my work. So I went in there. And, yeah, I did. I think I was the first one there. And he called me in first. And, of course, I don't remember that a bunch of producers and writers are going to be in there. I just go in there. I'm like, oh, you guys are here. Great. What's up? Like, you know. Because usually it's like two people in there and that's it. Mm-hmm. And I did my work. And he's always so supportive of his actors. And he backs you up. And he reiterates what they're trying to tell you. So he was there on my team. I mean, he's there on everybody's team, but, you know, it just felt comforting. And I did my work, and I was like, great, thanks. That's all I can do, really. As an actor, that's all you can do, just do your basic work. And
did you audition for Ellie?
I did.
Because sometimes I hear that, like, you audition for a part, and they're like, I think you'd be better for this one.
No, this one I did audition for her, specifically for her, but it was supposed to be like one, maybe two episodes, and then ended up being three. So
Was that That's they cool. extended it after like you came on, or that was just like a writing decision?
They had already warned me that it might be two, then it ended up being two, and then all of a sudden they were like, we're gonna throw you a third one, like later after I shot and stuff. So I was like, oh my God,
that's awesome.
And the great part about it, the crew on the show was most of the people from Shameless. So when I went on the set, I was like, hey, I know you. Hey, I know you too. I remember, like, you know, so it was very comforting.
Does that happen a lot?
I think so. When one show's on hiatus, they'll go to the next one, you know, just go back and forth, I assume. But that's how it was. So I was, like, so happy. I was like,
you're comfortable.
Not like the first jitters of, like, what do I do with my hands? And where do I sit? Can I, like, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like I'm still a newbie to the whole thing, so feeling that warm welcome of everybody that I knew, I was like, yay!
Yeah, that's awesome.
That's really cool. And on Shameless, you were in the episode where they were going to kick the family out of their house.
Yes,
right?
So they were in the auction, and they were going to lose their home, which they ended up doing with my family. We bought it, and we won the auction, and we moved in, and you know, like,
I honestly haven't seen the show.
I hear so much about it.
Do you watch it?
No, I haven't watched it.
Yeah, I hear so much about it. So like, I'm like,
the similarities between this show and Shameless are insane. Just,
I think you were
not like
me,
character
just
wise,
John
but
Levy.
Like the twists and turns.
Yeah. The family, like, you need each other, but they all don't need each other. Like, they are very
kind
of
like
apart.
Animal Kingdom.
Like, they all want to separate so bad and do their own thing and be like grown up, mature on their own. But Smurf just like reels him back. I'm like, where do you think you're going? I need you for my next job.
I mean, she has such an uncanny way of being able to reel them back in, even when they're resisting so much. Yeah. Like Darren and Craig, completely resisting. And then that last shot, it was like family portrait.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
Especially in this episode
today.
It
really was. Like, even the fact that they were on a cliff, like, burning, or what is it, with the acid, like, getting rid of the bones and everything. It was like,
but you could still see their separation, like the mom's ahead of it. You see Baz by himself, the two other brothers together, because they're, like, attached to each other.
Yeah.
And you see Pope, like, you know, on the background, seeing what's going on.
That's like, true. That was very, like, purposeful blocking.
Yeah, for sure. And something's burning. You just don't know what, you know? Like, it's
that family.
There.
It reminded me of the time that they were sitting at the table when they were like, may we all get what we
deserve.
Right,
but not what we deserve.
Not what we deserve.
Yeah. That one was like, I think that's the first time you saw Smurf, or you see what Smurf did to them as kids. Like, she trained them. She's just like, I'm gonna manipulate you guys and train them to the core, and this is what we say, this is what we do. And so that was like, you know, a loving, touching moment of, like, this is our bonding moment. But if you really think about it, that was, like, this is what we do and this is what we say. That, yeah. You know, like, a little military. So
yeah. She does run it like that. Do you guys think, going into the episode just real quick, mm-hmm. that she's so authoritative or kind of runs things like a tyrant over the boys because of what Pope said about her and Manny and Jake from before? Where he was like, I thought you ran things, but Manny did this, and Jake did this. Like, what did you do? Just watch? So I kind of got the idea of, like, damn, she didn't have power before. So when she got these boys, she was like, I know what to do. Like, I'm going to get them to do the jobs.
On top of that, when that's the first time I found out that she was an orphan, too.
Yeah. Or she was in the foster system.
Yeah. So I'm assuming, like, that explains a lot as to why she now feels so empowered and why she should feel empowered. And
yeah.
Because she wasn't anybody before, you know? Right. So now she's, like, the king of the castle.
I thought he was telling her that, saying, like, because that's all she does now is watch. She doesn't get her hands dirty.
That's true.
Yeah. So I was like, is he saying it like that? Or did she really not have any power? I was really interested to see. Mm-hmm. And I wish that they would have shown the skull, because she brought up the fact that I think Manny shot him in the stomach. And Javi said he was shot in the back of the head by Smurf.
Oh, you're right. I was hoping that would have been interesting.
Yeah,
to see. It's still in the bag. So.
No, they burned it. They burned
it.
I watched it.
But you know what? That's right. We did see the skull, but it was always tilted, and somebody's hand was always around the back of it.
I could have sworn I saw a hole, but I don't know. Who knows?
We'll see.
Maybe it won't burn.
It might come back.
I know.
Every line is purposeful, so I wouldn't doubt it.
Every single line. There were so many good quotes, I feel like, in this episode that just really revealed a lot about the characters, like you were saying, especially with Smurf. So where should we start? It's like, where do you even start with this episode? Because we're coming off such a crazy episode the last episode.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I guess the aftermath. You know, they come into the house, everything's just a disaster completely. Mm-hmm. And Craig and Darren don't want to answer the phone from Smurf at all. I mean,
which isn't a surprise.
Yeah,
it's not at all.
No. They don't want to answer the phone. You know, Baz goes and picks up Nikki, because I was wondering, who's going to go pick up Nikki?
I know. She was going to be
walking home.
Yeah. Honestly, when the car pulled up, I was like, they're Baz.
Yeah. Like, no, it was Baz.
It was so funny, because I was like, why don't you just use your navigation? Like,
on your phone? I know.
Yeah. I was thinking the same thing, like, too.
Get an Uber.
Yeah. Exactly. Like, no, she could have figured it out.
She has Nikki's no Uber in her phone.
Nikki's not the smartest.
No one's there to pay her bill.
Right?
No, I think going back with what you said with Pope and calling out Smurf, I feel like you saw that in the previous episodes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, his little of, like, he's pickpocketing every single thing that Smurf does. Like, oh, you said this, but that was a lie. Let me just put that away.
Right.
I'm gonna remember it later on that you lied to me then, and I wonder what else you lied about. You know, like, he's just, like, tearing her apart.
Yeah.
And I think him with his new girlfriend, you know, the church lady, thing that's helping him come out more, like, more of, like, a normal human being. Because even the first season, he was just, like, a little crazy.
Yeah.
Now he has more of a human side, so I feel like now he's actually wanting to know about her.
Right.
They're digging deep, for sure.
And, you know.
Right.
Especially him. Mm-hmm. And so I think I was like, oh, my God, what is he going to do to her? You know? Because you never know what Pope's going to do. He's trained to kill. He's going to kill.
Yeah, that is true.
You know?
Yeah.
So the fact that he's questioning his own mom, it's like, what are you trying to end up doing to this woman, you know? So.
And especially, I think now he's worried that the cops are going to find Kat. Like, he's done a lot of dirty work for her.
Yes. And it's going to go back to him. She's going to get out clean.
That's the thing. Mm-hmm. She always knows how to get herself out clean. Mm-hmm. She knew going to the boys that they do the work. And they dispose of the body that would link her to the murder.
Yeah.
And, I mean, she just always has a plan. That's why we came in with that song.
She's bad.
So bad.
That's why.
She's bad.
She's so bad.
Sure.
She's so good.
She is. Yeah. She definitely is.
Makes me wonder, do you think that Pope will eventually ask Smurf to dispose of the bones of Kat? To kind of have his back.
Oh. Do you think they will, though? And then maybe she won't do it.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I mean, will she do it? I don't know. But I don't know. I kind of see something like that coming along.
I don't know. The fact
possible.
That,
yeah,
it's weird, right? Because the fact
Rosie that, on the couch, right?
She's saying yes.
The fact that Baz hasn't really tried so much, or you haven't seen that, it's kind of like worrisome. Like, he's like worried, like, oh, something happened to her. I'll get an investigator. Mm-hmm. I'll get something. But he's really not. That's not his top priority.
Right. He's
not
being proactive about it.
And that Pope is like, you don't even know what she did for you. Yeah. You don't even know what Kath has done for Lena. You don't even know what. Like, you're not worried.
That's so bad. You know? I think because he has Lucy in his life. So when you have someone else in your life distracting you, it's like.
True. And maybe the, and maybe the like nanny.
I was going to say
like,
some,
I'm just going to throw that out there.
Predictions early on.
Writers.
Yeah. Look at me turn red.
Damn. All right, so tell us what episode you guys hook up in. That's really why we brought you.
It was, I'm thirsty.
Come on!
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, she's gonna keep watching.
Yeah, I mean, I'm like looking through Twitter and there's like some crazy, like, just fans talking about the show. It's insane. If you guys want to pop up on the live chat too, we'd be able to talk to you guys more interactively.
Definitely. Please. Come talk to us. let's see. So, yeah, getting back to Baz. Mm-hmm. Were you guys surprised that he gave the church money to Javi? That he actually was like, I'm going to bail you out. Just don't tell the other guys until you can pay me back.
I feel like they all do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was a bit confused. I didn't know if he was pulling a Pope where he just like talks.
No.
And then...
No, that's where he got the money from was the church money.
Oh, I could see it because I feel like that was showing us even more of Smurf's power over Baz that she still has. Because he could have... With anybody else, like any of the guys being like, oh, hey, let's use the church money for, let's say, like the yacht heist, he would have been like, hell no, like figure it out yourself. Mm-hmm. But the minute that Smurf said something, like we didn't even have a scene of him like thinking about it. It was just like, next scene, they're on their way already going to the
And
money.
You can tell Smurf's face. She's like, I'm never paying you back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, sell the house. He knows it.
Yeah.
He knows
You're
it.
Never getting this again.
Yeah.
So do we believe that she cleared out that, storage unit?
No. Yeah. No.
Right?
Not
like
at all.
Stacks and stacks. And, oh, my God.
She had, like, diamonds and watches and everything in there. And
That's
you know,
her retirement fund right there.
Yeah.
She's good.
Jay doesn't say anything to Baz about telling them about the storage unit. It's going to come back. Yeah. I think they're going to find it. Because even we saw the preview where they're like, oh, she's been skipping out on us for the next episode. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's when...
That's the lies are
coming to light. Like everybody's seeing that everybody else is being shady. Even the brothers, Craig and Darren, they're like so close, but you see how shady they are to each other and like what they've done. So I think it's like they're breaking apart.
You think like, Darren and Craig or
no? I think everybody individually, like they're. It's not like Pope is going to go with Smurf now. It's like Pope is now removing himself, you know, and and Darren really wants to just be at the bar and like, be his own adult and be responsible.
Love it.
Pulling apart. And you can see Craig like being like, oh shit, I need to get my stuff together, you know, like I need to be not dependent on somebody, you know, even though he likes a teenage girl for whatever.
Yeah, that's weird.
So
I don't understand.
She's like studying chemistry.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Like, wait,
remember we
graduated?
Were like, maybe she's 18.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, no.
She's still there. And I still don't understand, like, why Craig leans on her so much or why he, like, cares for her. I feel like she was so disposable for him.
But that's why he likes her.
Yeah.
What guy wouldn't want a girl like that? Where it's like...
But he like,
it's like a little puppy. Like, doesn't want a little puppy.
Yeah. And she's not losing anything. She's not losing anything.
I just feel like it's unnecessary. But you guys know I'm never too Nicky, so...
Well, like, you were last episode.
I was a little bit.
Like,
she
one episode.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Last episode.
Yeah.
She did. I will give her that.
Jay taught her how to use a gun today, so
I mean, she's proving herself.
Yeah.
To be more mature. Just like Jay, I think they have their own little storyline of like
they're growing together.
Yes, they are. Totally. And I think Smurf is taking advantage of both of them. Like, they're the new little trainee newbies. Like, why not? Right. If I'm not going to have my boys, I'm going to have these little newbies.
Yeah. I mean, Nikki wants in. Like, she wants to be part of the family.
Absolutely.
She wants the juice. And I would have thought that after last episode, she would have backed away a little bit. Any smart person would have been like, you know what?
I got like, when do you say enough is enough?
Yeah. Right? Especially she wants the danger. And she did start to call her dad. Did you guys see that when she had her phone on the couch? She was like, it said, like, dad and had his number on it. And then Craig walked in. Yeah. So I was like, maybe there's, like, that fight, you know, to go back to her old safe life.
See if she can get a ticket to Guam.
Please, Nikki, please.
No, I want her to stay. She's, like, the new female, yeah, the new like the new trainee, Smurf.
Yeah.
I don't know what's gonna happen to her. I want to see. Yeah. Please stay.
Fingers crossed for a badass Nikki, and I'll be on that side.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, Smurf's definitely setting her up. I feel like to be part of something because she could be useful. I mean, she even said, you know, we're never gonna let anything happen to you. Like, you know,
like
next
she could
time,
be a driver.
Yeah. I don't know. There's no... She could be a distraction, maybe, in a
she's
plot.
She's all pimping her out.
She just uses her.
Yeah, it's true.
She'd be using power, for sure.
Yeah, exactly.
Way. Yes. How many times have we seen it in, like, past movies and films where the girl's a distraction of, like, hey, how you doing?
You know? Just like that, hey.
Just a shimmy. That's how I do it.
We all walk like that.
When I'm on heists, I'm just like, hey, how you doing?
There you go. So what are we feeling about her and Jay kind of getting back together or whatever they're doing?
I'm for it.
You're for it?
Yeah.
I think it's so weird. Like, you have Craig and then Jay. Like, it's too close to, like, I don't know. That's, dirty.
I liked it before she started hooking up with Craig. And now it's like I'm kind of hoping that they don't.
Really?
Like, I'm rooting more for Jay than I am for Nikki, you know? Because I just feel like she's already trash.
Oh.
See, I'm not the only one. I mean, we have Rose calling it a threesome over here.
It's like, how do you do that? Under the same roof, too? Like, your brothers?
But that was Smurf.
True.
That was
Smurf. But she didn't say
it's Animal Kingdom. Like, even though it's weird in real life, I'm like, you know what? I see it happening.
It happens in the wild.
There are no siblings in the wild.
That makes sense.
All right. It does. The mountain lions that can't get across the freeway? Oh, they're inbred. Let me tell you.
The only wildlife
like,
I have
you
in Los
Angeles.
Crazy. Okay. So anyway, getting back. Talking about Jay, I love seeing, like, the depth of his character. Because in some places, like, when he was talking to Pope when they were outside, actually not talking to Pope when they're outside of the house getting the gas in the woman's house, you know, sometimes he's just very quiet and reserved, and you can tell he's just thinking. And then other times, we saw that he, like, did want to take revenge. Like, why don't we just go kill them? So how do you think that's going to play out in the rest of, I don't know, the next episode, I guess
you could say. Maybe Pope takes on, like, a new, not father figure, but, like, a new, you know, good positive role model to Jay. As, like, don't get ahead of yourself. Because maybe that's what Pope did, and that's why he was locked up for so long, you know?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So maybe kind of guiding him through his criminal journey. I don't know, you know, like...
You know, it's interesting. Like a mentor, yeah. With that said, I was actually rooting for Baz when he was talking to Jay about not letting Smurf get him killed. I don't know if you guys remember the scene, but that was a very powerful scene where he was being an actual father.
To the wrong kid.
I know, but he was playing a father role, whether the first time or not, you know, and then especially the thoughts that we have about Baz being Jay's dad.
Right, yeah.
So then that makes total sense.
Yeah, I just felt like that was his first.
I know. Theory is back, and there it is.
Of course, but I mean, I think Jay has his own side already. I feel like he's always going to be on Smurf's side.
I thought you were going to say Nikki.
No.
I think so.
On Smurf's side. Like, just like the rest of the boys, they're always going to be on Smurf's side, even though that's not the right answer. Yeah.
Well, it's because she has something over them. But like I said, every one of them.
She's got the money. She has the credit card.
And she's the mom. She's the loving mom.
The sexy mom.
She's the mom that will beat you down and then give you a long hug and cook you a good dinner. Your,
right.
And then, like, and then make you're out attached. Yeah. And then you're attached.
Come tuck
yeah.
it in.
Yeah. Because yeah. he's okay. missing his mom, you know? Like,
But yeah, I totally threw me off. Sorry. One thing that I thought was kind of interesting, like that you said that he seems like he's on Smurf's side now. I don't know. I kind of feel like there's a part of him that might be still playing the fence. Like, we definitely saw that he was on the Smurf side when Baz asked him, you know, what did you tell the guys? Mm-hmm. And he didn't give up that whole thing. The but then sometimes I still feel like he's trying to prove something to the guys and be a part of their situation.
Maybe it's like every other, I don't know, 10 minutes, he's like, maybe I'll be on this side, maybe on this side.
Yeah, I feel like he's trying to discover himself. Like, he's trying to see if maybe he can do this on his own.
Oh.
Do you think he will?
Prediction.
Yeah. Pretty soon he'll just be like, you know what? I'm smart. All of you people always mess things up.
And that's what gets me, because I think he would be really good in the team of the brothers, like, of the guys, because he's super smart.
Yeah.
Like, they need that. You know, that would complete their little, you know,
crew.
Team. Gang, crew, you know? Because he knows so much, because he's still in just books, and that's all he does, you know? Yeah. With Smurf, it's kind of like, can you just go steal that for me? Like, be a good grandson and go, you know? That's how I feel about it. So maybe he's like...
That's what I'm saying. He's learning so much from everyone that it's like, I can do this on my own eventually.
Who knows? Ooh, that was a prediction, I believe.
I shall repeat it.
We make some in, you know? We make
do.
It happen.
We really do. And then it comes to predictions and we're like,
what did I say?
Yeah.
How about, do we have any comments going up in the live chat?
I haven't seen the live chat. I've seen my Instagram page.
I was like, should we talk about that?
The live
when
chat.
When was that? What was your last post like?
I know. Yeah. It was a video. Go check it out.
Yeah. We could pop that live chat up. That'd be amazing. I tried to find it on my phone, and I guess it doesn't work, YouTube mobile.
Oh.
So really? So everyone knows, I wasn't texting if y'all saw me, like, down here.
She was.
Oh, there we go. We got the live chat. I'm just kidding.
I know, Mom.
Bigger soon, hopefully. Getting back to the whole show, Baz and Pope, I guess we'll get back to that. I loved that scene between Baz and Pope when Baz was telling Pope, you know, the cops are following me. Like, you have to take point on this new job because they could be following me. I could have a tail, and, you know, they suspect that Kath is dead. You could just see,
Like, do you think she's dead?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I thought he was going to cry. I was like, wow, finally an emotion that we haven't seen yet, you know?
Completely.
I think because Lucy had came in the picture, like, really quickly right after in the house, and it was just, like, he didn't have time to process. But now that you see, like, him, like, oh, my God, yeah, I think she really is. I'm like,
but I don't think he's do something sad. About it, you know? Like, I think it's more so, like, oh, like, shit, my ass is on the line.
Right.
They find out she's dead, and I can't figure out who did it or what happened.
I think it's weird, though, that he... And not weird. It's so expected from him that he brings up the money. Like, oh, she had a different bank account.
Right.
That I had. I'm like, oh, you always about the money. Like, oh, my God.
Yeah, it's funny.
He's like, what is that? What is it, like,
$2,000? I feel like loyalty to them, it's not like someone being true and honest. It's like about
the
money.
Whoever has the most money. Yeah.
Right.
And who can that steal from you? That's like,
do you think it's because Smurf is so kind of stingy with the amount she gives out? So that makes them like hyper... You know,
for sure, which is why they want to create their own heists.
To save their own money.
Yeah.
Who doesn't want to spend more money? You know?
But now they're having a problem, like, trying to figure out how to launder it, you know? Because you can't just all of a sudden come up with $5,000 in a week especially Darren, you know, with his bar. Mm-hmm. He has to really be careful with that stuff.
Right.
In fact, they want to launder it through his bar. I think it's ridiculous.
That was
super such a good job, though.
That's smart. But.
Right, exactly. Yeah. But I'm on team Darren here. So.
The cops are smarter.
I really want him to do well. I want him to have, like, a relationship with another dude. Like, come on.
Oh,
like, you know,
I feel
feel like he's a cute little bar like couple, and like, you know, I don't know.
He just needs like to like move out of California, like go do his own thing somewhere else.
He's not. He's never.
He can't now because of the bar. Oh, we got the live chat.
Here we go. We got a lot of people in the live chat. Love it. Let's see, Vin Butler.
We got the live chat. We just had to take down people's Instagram pages.
Thank you.
Sorry.
It's all good. I was like, wait, what?
He was stopping. Showing us what he was doing on his spare time.
We heard you were a Miss Something, so I had to find out.
Oh, yeah. Back in the day.
It was just investigative, you know.
Engineer room. Yeah, love it. Let's see. David Baldwin says he's only 17 and still in high school. The uncles are smart to bring him up slow, but Smurf, I think, was right. Had it been one of them, they would have taken out everyone.
It's true, yeah.
Yeah.
And I sensed some jealousy between Darren and, or Darren towards Jay in that whole conversation. Because he was like, oh, well, Jay has my room now. Smurf gave it to him. Like, oh, because he's the favorite now. Like, it was always these lines. It's like, dude. You chose to, like, leave the family. Yeah.
He's being replaced. You can't hang.
Yeah. I feel like it shows his tie of, like, why he's never going to leave California, why he's always going to still be doing the heist with them. Mm-hmm. As much as he wants to say that he hates Smurf and he wants nothing to do with her, that loyalty, that love, it's still there, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he did get really emo about all of that. And especially, like, he was like, oh, he could have shot him, you know? Like, okay, you weren't there. You don't know what's going on.
Exactly.
Like, the situation. Mm-hmm. There was four of them, and it was just Jay. And, you know, he tried to get his gun, but something happened. And, yeah, he got
That's what
up.
I'm saying. I thought Baz had real good words for Jay.
You weren't going to say parenting skill.
No. Baz's words of wisdom. It'll be a new segment we have.
Exactly. They come sometimes, other times not so much.
Like once a season, you know?
Let's see. So Vin Butler says, still wonder if Baz is Jay's father. Yeah, we are all wondering that. Because now I feel like we're starting to find out fathers. Like in last episode, we found out who Craig's dad was.
Right.
We didn't know that before,
We met him before, right?
It was
just like a very quick scene.
Right.
Wait, who is Craig's father?
Jake, the one who
ran off. That's right.
Yeah, so.
And then Lewis. Is Javi's dad.
Yeah.
So who's Manny?
I think
Manny was the guy that was...
Oh, you got an idea?
I think that was, like, the dad of Luis. It just seems like that's a, like...
Because he was an older man, I remember.
Yeah.
He was, like,
so
sick
I
in the bed.
So I assume maybe that was, like...
So that was Javi's grandfather?
That would make sense, yeah.
Maybe. All right.
That's how
Speaking of, let's talk about Smurf and her whole situation because we haven't really touched on that. And
that's only the whole episode.
I know that only has a theme song coming in, right?
We talked about pieces
because she's so boss.
I was talking about this earlier. Like all of my notes were like, Smurf is losing control. Like Smurf is done for. The guys are actually going to take over. Who knew? And then that last scene happens, and I was like, erase, erase, erase. Like Smurf is still the boss bitch for sure.
She is.
I think she just doesn't have to do a lot to prove herself. Mm-hmm. And everybody doubts her, and I feel like the audience has to be like the kids. Like we doubt her. We don't want to be around her. She's just out of control. She's too old. She, you know, like she needs to be out of the game, type of thing. Mm-hmm. But she's like, okay, well, I'm just gonna move my card here and there, and I'm gonna be good. Yeah. You know?
She literally is playing her cards right.
Yeah. Yeah, like so nonchalant. So like, I'm not sweating, but I'm gonna make you guys sweat. You know, or me.
And they're gonna do it.
Yeah. Like and then the audience is like, oh my god, you know, I'm sweating along with them. Like, how is she gonna pull this off? She can kill.
Yeah.
Like, when she decided to go with Baz to drop off the money, I was like, that could be an ambush. Like, why is she just sitting in the car like, it's whatever.
Mm-hmm. But she even called Baz out, like, or is somebody following us? Like, because he was so tense.
Right,
of, like,
yeah.
You know,
I was tense.
Followed by the car.
Yeah. Yeah.
Being followed by, like, the police for Kath and Hobby's guys. And
she needed was, like, a blunt.
Yeah.
Like, just chill in, like,
just like
I'm
what's
good.
Wrong with you?
Yeah. Exactly.
Nothing's going to happen.
Pussy.
Yeah, basically. Like, what happened to all the training? I feel like it's like she's like retraining them. Like, what happened to all the training that I did? Why are you sweating?
Right.
Like, we got this.
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty rare that you see Smurf sweat. I think the only time was when we actually see, like, people coming into her home, and because that's the only time we've ever seen it, like, I guess a war, you could say, on her turf. Mm-hmm. It's always been outside. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, the beginning part of this episode, and I think the last part of last episode, was when you could actually see her kind of freak out. Like, oh my God, this is my place, my stuff. But, I mean, she went into action quick, which we saw, we didn't see. Right. You know, we only found out afterwards.
Right.
At the end of the episode. And that was so crazy that she had Deke shoot Javier.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
I didn't see that coming.
Yeah.
I
was
like, what? Because the camera pans to Baz, but, like, doesn't show his hands. So you're like, oh, shit. Like,
exactly.
Baz killed him.
I kind of thought it was him at first, but I was like, wait, what just happened?
And then, like, a 0.5 seconds later, you see, like, Deke, like, pulling back his gun. Yeah. And I was like, oh, my God.
You saw how Baz was so surprised.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't even know Smurf.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
He was like, oh, my God, I don't know my own mom. Like, this woman I've always lived with.
Well, maybe if they were family.
I know. They're always like family.
And she picked that up real quick after. Yeah. She's like, you're family.
You see the beat down and then the hug.
Yeah. So do you think it's kind of like they all have Stockholm Syndrome a little bit of it?
Yeah.
And that's probably why they feel...
Because they're all, like, what, foster kids, or, like, they're not hers, or maybe not all of them.
Well, it's only
they're all hers except for Baz.
Right, and Jay, because that's her grandson. Uh-huh. But, yeah, Baz is the only one. And I think there was another, there's so many quotes that were so good. What was I going to say? Oh, Baz is the only one that's not her son. And I think the other ones kind of feel that... I don't know how to say this. So go ahead, you guys talk.
Is it just me, or do you think Baz is the one that sticks up for her the most? I know they all do at some point, but I just feel like he voices himself the loudest and the most compared to all the
sons. I think because he appreciates her more because of what she did for him, like taking him in and not making him, like, sleep out on the streets. Because you see what happens when Smurf doesn't take you in and just dumps you to the side with Javi.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So she has these two sons. Mm-hmm. Then she brings in Baz. Or, three. Three. Uh-huh. Three. Then she brings in Baz.
Oh, and Julia.
Right. Mm-hmm. His twin.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Why not bring in Manny? It's already, like, a... football team, right? But, like, why not bring in one more?
You mean Javi? Like,
my bad.
Javi. Right.
Javi.
Yeah. I mean, at the end, she said he is worthless. I don't
know. But, like, I mean, maybe the relationship they had with that, or she had with that family man.
Right. Yeah.
And it had nothing to do with him.
Yeah.
But it was more of, like, his death.
Maybe, like, a F you. I'm not going to take him in, you know?
See, here's a quote I was looking for. Manny said Javi said that Manny said, Smurf would climb over her kids to keep from drowning.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
You're right.
Like, completely.
You're right.
And we kind of see that. Like, she'll climb over anyone.
That's horrible.
Yeah.
That's like, if you were all drowning, who would you save? And it's like, myself.
Myself. Uh-huh. Yeah. So that's what I was looking for earlier. When I was like, I can't figure out what I'm
doing. Yeah, she would. I mean, if Pope goes down for, like, Catherine's death, like, she's not going to try to help him.
Yeah,
she's
going
to sit back and watch it. We even saw Darren say, like, she was at peace when you went off to jail, dude. Like,
exactly.
She doesn't care. As long as she's good and she's safe and her money is good and she doesn't have ties to it.
Yeah.
So now that people are, like, looking at Smurf and being like, you're shady. You're a shady woman. I don't know you. Do you think some of them or one of them might turn on her? Or that's what I feel.
I always feel that.
You know, like is she gonna not take into consideration that her son might turn on her because she's that good? Or
I think she feared that. I would say probably at the beginning of the episode. But then now she has them all under her control again.
Mm.
And she's always they're all kind of dumb. Yeah. So she's like, as much as you they're love slow. Them, like, they really are. The only one that's smart is Jay. So maybe, I feel like maybe Jay could be the one that took over, if anything. But with the rest of them, she's always one step ahead.
Right.
So
yeah,
I just can't see
They all have something on her.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they just haven't really thought about it. They can all take her down for something that
she's
done to them.
But here's the thing, it's like, they could take her down, but in the flip, she could take them down. And that's why they had to go get the body.
More.
Yeah, because it was just like, well, we could just leave her, but, I mean, once she's caught for that, then the whole operation goes down, and then were involved and implicated. Yeah. And
do you guys, going off of real quick, back to Javi, I was reading, Vin said maybe she saw that Javi was a little psycho even as a kid.
Oh.
But that made me think, that was funny, but that made me think, like, what if it wasn't so much that she got rid of him just because she didn't care for him or because he had ties to Louise, but she got rid of him because, like, strategy-wise, he just didn't fit in with the family. Like, oh, he's too much of a hothead. I can't depend on him if we go out for a job.
Oh.
I don't know.
Probably. That's interesting.
Yeah.
He did go in the house and, like, tear it up, like, as a hothead. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that makes total sense. Maybe he
That'd
was, like,
that. That'd be interesting to learn if that was
the
true.
The fact that they mentioned, or she mentioned, that he was never going to stop.
Here's something from the chat. So, Orp Flow says, Javi reminded her of what she did, which is so true. Because if you shoot a kid's, like, dad, you don't want to have that kid probably in your house. Right?
True.
Yeah.
Especially if he saw it, maybe. He could snitch.
Yeah.
I mean, he knows.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's probably why.
But I really feel like it's that. He was not going to stop. Now that he's older and somewhat wiser, I guess, he was like, nope, I know you did it. And
right.
I guess he was trying to take control of her. Like, give me money or do this or do that or I'm going to tell her, you know, blah, blah, blah. And she was like, no, I'm the boss. Bang.
He should have came by himself when Baz is like, two guys. Like, you got two people.
That's horrible.
Should have just left that guy, left Deke back at home.
But it was interesting with Baz and Javi by themselves at the beach. Like, Baz finally got the opportunity to see his possible other life that he didn't have because he was taken in by Smurf. So it's like seeing that reflection of, like, that bad life that I could have had, even though it's his life is not that great either. But, you know,
like her quote saying, I'll tell you how the foster care system is or whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
Good point.
Like, it's on the flip side. So he does feel empathetic towards him and feels for him. But at the same time, he's like, get over it. We all do. We all did. Like, you know,
this
grow
20
up.
Years ago.
Right. Grow up. And that's it. Move on.
Yeah.
But you
clearly
see Javi,
she holds,
like,
grudges.
Yeah. But you see Javi is, like, pouring his heart out, you know? Like, I felt so bad for him.
Right.
Like, of course he would want revenge. Any kid would probably want revenge like that.
Well, I mean, Jay
in the show.
Revenge.
We definitely saw a more human side of Javi this episode rather than just, like, the bloodthirsty killer that, like, hates Smurf. Like, you saw why he was doing what he was doing, and I was like, damn, dude, like, I'm so sorry you had to go that way.
Like, I'm like, it's not a great life that they have either.
Right, exactly.
They're constantly running from the law, too.
Yeah. Right, like, but Smurf said, like, you're always interested in the next party. It's not about, like, keeping the money, saving it, kind of how she portrays herself to be. Right. Like, she saves all their money and all the income that comes in. But all the other guys are like, party next one. That was such a cool rush. It's like, then what? You know?
Yeah. Except for Darren. Darren bought a bar.
Darren invested. He was the only smart.
Well, not talking about it.
I love Darren's character the most because he definitely had a future as a kid. He was like, what?
A surfer.
Yeah. But, like, he was sponsored. He was, like, the kid to be.
Right. He had some type of skill. To
And I'm
legit
just, like,
skill.
And then it just crashed and burned, and then he was stuck. Like, he felt like he was nobody.
Yeah.
And I feel like now he's bouncing back with this bar. Like, oh, I'm going to be clean again.
Right.
I'm going to be
like,
clean.
Like, I'm doing good with the money.
And they're all like, nope, no, you're not. We're taking you back down with us.
I hope he stays clean.
And I don't even think it's Smurf doing it. I think it's just his own brothers doing that, you know?
And I think he's probably just so used to being pulled into it that it's really hard to say no.
Right.
And it's family, and it's this, and it's that. Even though he throws big, major tantrums, it's like
he's the youngest, right? Yeah.
Yeah,
he's the youngest. And even his, like, bromance with Craig is like, it's great and it's entertaining to watch, but that is something that's, like, keeping him back, you know?
Yes.
Like, Craig's always screwing him over, like, always convincing him to get back in with the family.
Yeah.
It's like, if you do it, I do it.
I was about to say that. Yeah, it's like this pact that they made.
Yeah. It's kind of sad.
I used to do that with a friend. Like, if you get fat, I get fat.
I was like, so nice.
Yeah. I thought you were going to be like, if you kill, I kill.
No.
Well,
it depends who and what they do.
No, but it was like, for me, it was like, you got that period? Yeah, I got it too. Like, I think that was to the limit of my God. Right? No other pact.
Like,
Speaking of hacks and them doing the job, one thing that, like, totally crossed my mind, I was like, these guys are really handy. Like, they just know how to do stuff that I don't feel most city guys would know how to do.
It's like, what school did you guys go to?
They all went to trade
what
school.
What universal
they all learned everything. They
taught them everything.
They do take up random jobs. Like, now Craig's, like, a waiter or whatever.
But that's,
like,
I think he wants to pull a job there.
Right,
on the
but I think maybe because they do so many different jobs, that's how eventually they start to
Because they got all these trucks and equipment.
I know, but I'm thinking, like, how does he know how to plug that into that thing?
And to train this and that.
Maybe that's, like, Smurf's training. She's like, okay, today your handyman go
a plumber
that's awesome
or like what people probably would say like you could YouTube it like yes you get
guess,
it but it's,
I know you're
but you need like a practice expert at it like they're not messing up
especially the first time they get it done whether it takes long or not but they get it done the first time
if only they like closed up their jobs thoroughly it'd be killer it'd be amazing
that poor lady's gonna go down her basement and just a big old
I was like I hope y'all got all the bones because imagine she's like oh what did all this dirt
and a human like a tooth. Bone comes out oh my god
yeah, that'd be horrible. Terrifying.
That Valerie Garcia, they went to DIY school, LOL.
That's awesome. They did.
Oh,
they did.
Really I wish they taught that in schools. You know how before they used to teach, like, carpentry and, like,
I had shop class.
I didn't have that.
You didn't?
Uh-oh.
I did.
Not here.
I made a lamp.
did it turn on?
It did.
Okay,
it turned
good.
On.
Then you made a lamp.
I made a lamp.
So if you need to do any jobs, lamp,
I know.
Get around.
That's it.
Here's
got
it.
Light your job.
Got it.
That's
about
it.
That's funny.
Let's see. I guess that's pretty much covered everything, right? Mm-hmm. Got everything. So let's move into predictions.
Oh, let's do it.
Cue the music.
All right.
Well, there it is.
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
We could have the live chat and the prediction music at the same time. So you had to bear with me.
Okay, it's all right, good.
We're good.
No worries.
All right, now we're off. Let's start. Who wants to start?
I'll start.
Okay, you start.
I started and I was halfway through a thought in my head. not smart. I definitely see, kind of we talked about earlier, is Jay slowly coming of age and taking over. Like, last episode was definitely his turning point episode where he was, like, the nice kid that was learning the software on how to, like, launder the money through. And now he's put in a situation where he had to become super badass and he had to kind of take charge in that situation. So I definitely see him kind of moving up the ranks a little more. And I feel like even what Olga said is somebody's going to possibly take over and leave Smurf, like, in the dust. And I definitely see Jay doing that. Maybe he'll recruit Nikki. I don't know.
You're thinking that season?
Yeah, I'm thinking season-wise.
Okay.
But then I guess episode-wise, I don't know. I guess next episode we'll see probably the yacht heist, you know, and hopefully that goes well for Craig's sake because he's kind of the one running the reins on this show. Mm-hmm. I think it'd be cool. Going back to my Jay prediction, it'd be cool to see Jay work. I could see it happening. Jay working his way up with the guys and gaining respect, and then from there on, he gains respect with Smurf and kind of topples her over. Because Baz is distracted, Pope is distracted, Craig's distracted, Darren's distracted. Jay's kind of distracted by Nikki, but not so much. I feel like that's a side thing. So I could definitely, he'll become the main, that main man of the kingdom, the keys to the kingdom,
the
you know?
The high schooler taking over.
Yeah, right.
The 18-year-old.
All right. Yeah.
I think
can
I
she,
okay. can you give
she
you
doesn't have
might
to,
right.
I thought maybe you'd spill the beans about something.
Yeah,
I was like,
so here's what I think. It could be a coincidence, but since we have Allie here, I think there's more to her introduction. So I feel like either she is gonna be the new Lucy,
I can see that.
Or the new Lucy. That's all I think. I think
maybe
there's
get in
gonna
the family,
be a
like
deeper
Nikki?
Connection with the babysitter because I just don't think that Baz
there.
Would just babysit or find a babysitter just for the day of or whatever. So I don't know.
Lena tells her all the crap that goes down at home.
Yeah.
She's like,
I feel like, yeah, there's going to be a little team going on.
Can I go off of you real quick?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
What if Allie becomes the informant?
Because we got the police.
Yes, I love this.
We got the police coming on.
I'm like trying to look at her facial expressions, like, who's right?
Kids,
like,
yeah. Kids talk. She's like, maybe. Okay. Kids talk, you know? Yeah. You always tell kids, like, hey, don't say anything. And they go to that person, like, so and so told me
and
not
she
to
did.
Tell you.
That's
that.
Why her mom's
yeah.
dead.
Exactly. So. I mean, I could see it.
Could be.
Mm-hmm. What do you think?
Let's see. I do think there's a little bit more something there. That introduction was, I could kind of feel some chemistry, maybe. I don't know. We'll see. As far as the other characters, I think Pope's starting to really sweat some stuff, especially with the whole, you know, cops being around looking for Catherine. He knows that. He doesn't want to lose his new girlfriend, but the cops are also asking her a lot of questions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, I don't know. I kind of feel like in this next episode or two, something's going to happen with him where he's not going to lose it, but kind of revert back to that creepy Pope we know.
Oh, I'd like to see
you know?
That. Yeah, I kind of miss that Pope.
In some way. Yeah.
You miss the Pope.
Yeah. You're like, I just want to see a
it's
glimmer
weird,
of him.
But I miss it, yeah.
I do love his name, though. Pope. Yeah. That yeah. I'm like, that's interesting. You know, he's supposed to be the... I feel like he's supposed to be the head guy, not Smurf, the entire right. time. Because he's very quiet and like, always in the background. Yeah. Now that he's asking more questions, I'm like, oh my God, what is he going to do?
I think
that's where they throw
him,
you off.
But I could see him eventually, like, you know, taking it all over and, like, doing something to Smurf. Like,
that'd
turning.
Be a good twist.
I could see him, if anyone, turning on her. Because I feel like she has done probably the most to him in some sort of way. Mm-hmm. So, because he's the oldest. You
right.
know? Yeah.
But, he suffered a lot for her, yeah.
Yeah. I think
definitely.
I think those are my predictions for now.
Those are great predictions. Let me tell
we
you.
We will have to see.
I know.
We
Let's
got,
see
what,
next
like,
week.
Three episodes left of this
what
season?
What was
this?
This was episode seven.
And there's
yeah.
10.
Oh, my God. There's
13.
Only
13.
Oh, 13. Okay, so we got more.
So there's, like, 20
Oh, there's
more.
A lot of juice coming. There's a lot of juice.
Nice.
I'm excited.
I love
That'll
it.
Be amazing.
Speaking of juice, tomorrow is Wednesday?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Thursday. We'll find out if OJ's released from jail.
Oh.
Wow.
Oh, wow. I was like, that was
that
random.
That was random.
The end. Sorry, guys. I work in news.
I thought it was related to like,
no, just because she said the juice. So I've been hearing
okay.
the juice all week.
Got it.
Sorry.
Well, I mean, should have been clear. This is a crime show. So.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. It's relatable
See?
In that sense.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's
and
I'm all about the crime.
I mean, going back to, I almost called you Allie. Oh, I did. I always do this. I like call, I guess, by their character name. Olga, what was it? I mean, you've transitioned from, like, theater to now film and TV. Like, what has that been like, just audition-wise and industry-wise? So I feel like theater is maybe a little more, like, welcoming than film and TV.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. I think I've just been in school pretty much all my life. I got my master's in acting, and that was only, like, 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I've always done theater. And theater, yes, mm-hmm. it is welcoming, but it's always been in a school-structured setting. Or I did, like, Shakespeare in the Park with
How
Independence
fun.
Shakespeare Company. If you're in L.A., please go see them. They're amazing. They're Griffith Park. It's free. Mm-hmm. I've always done that just because they're so supportive. And transitioning over to television and film has been choppy. Like, you just don't know what type of people are going to be there because everybody's busy. You
right.
need to book the next big show or mm-hmm. this needs to be, you know, perfect. Mm-hmm. You know, there's so much money riding on it. So mm-hmm. I've seen both ends of the spectrum. And being Latina, I think it's opening up a little bit more for mm-hmm. us. But, you know, it's always a struggle and a push forward. But I've been blessed that I haven't been stereotyped or done things that I didn't want to do. And that comes from me as well, saying no or not or passing,
mm-hmm,
you know.
Right.
But at the same time, I think these roles have just been flat. And anybody can play them. It's just open to any
nice
person. Mm-hmm. So I think I've been blessed on that end to right. be able to audition for stuff like that. So, it's hard. It's always going to be hard. And I know that. And you have to know that coming in. And you just have to stick it out till until you just don't want to anymore. But I'm always gonna want to. It's like a rush. Like these guys like go on these heights. It's like a rush in the audition room. Like you're like, you don't know what I can do, and let me show you. Awesome. You know,
right?
So if you're not having fun, they're definitely gonna say that you're not having fun. So it's interesting. I like it, and it's a weird profession to tell people like. Yeah, so I go up to a room and I stand there and I say these lines, you know, like the basic of like how auditions go. Mm-hmm. But they're all staring at you. They're all looking how they can use you. And a lot of people and a lot of actors' mistake is like, do they like me? Do they not like me? Did I do something wrong? It's like, that's not your job. Your job is to perform what the character calls for. Yeah,
right.
Oh, I've never heard that. That's a great way.
That's great advice.
Yeah, it's all mental. So if you're not motivated, if you don't want to be there, then everybody else is going to see that. So I always try to be like, all right, cool place, you know, center myself. Because, you know, LA traffic and, like, all these emails. Or if you have a day job, like, oh, I got to get off work. Yeah. And, like, it's just a lot of pressure. And then even now with, like, now that I have a couple TV shows under my belt, a lot more people are asking me, what's next? Or what are you going to do next? And what do you see yourself doing? Are you going to do a movie? What are you going to start? And I'm like, that's a lot of pressure. Right. The fact that I'm this far and three years in to being a professional actor, to me being, like, considering myself that, I've been so blessed and so lucky, I feel.
That's cool.
And luck comes with, like, dedication and
hard work, of course.
Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I'm like, damn, I didn't know I was going to do this fast than a lot of people, you know. So now people are like, so what's next and blah blah blah. I'm like, I don't know. You know, like, I just tried. I'm always gonna apply myself every audition that I go to, so I can't there's no answer. I don't know.
No kidding. So cool. That was a good answer. You were actually on one of my other favorite shows, Westworld. So if you guys watch Westworld, check her out.
I gotta watch more TV.
Oh, you have to watch Westworld.
Westworld
really
is so good.
It's so good.
Guys, give me your passwords.
HBO Go password.
Because I got no cable.
That's
how you do it.
All right. Well, I think that wraps up today's episode. We want to thank Olga so much for being here.
Thank you.
It was awesome. Mm-hmm. So where can people find you again on social media?
At @official_OlgaAguilar.
Awesome. And Leslie over there.
Hello. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter @inlessthannotime.
All right.
And Lila, you can find me on Instagram @LayLizzle.
And I'm Alina, and you can find me on all social media @AlinaVision. And yeah, so next time, next week, same place, same time. We'll be back here. Thanks for watching, guys.
Thank you.
Bye.
See ya.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.